You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Let's get back to How to Tour Italy on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Hi, this is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy radio show. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about the best views here in Florence. There are four, in my opinion, that I think that you should fully take advantage of. One of them is super, super cool and something completely different, something that no one, quite frankly, that I know of has really taken advantage of. And I was lucky enough to experience this one, and it's the first one I'm going to talk about. It is enjoying Florence from the Arno. And there is a very cool tour that you do by boat here in Florence that I will kind of give you more detail in terms of being able to book this, because this is the tour, unfortunately, that you – not unfortunately, because it is a great tour. So fortunately, you have to pay for it. But it's very affordable. It's very, very cool. It's led by a wonderful certified guide that is now a guide in the How to Tour Italy network of certified guides here in Florence and throughout Italy. And it's wonderful because you ride in this boat. It is not even a rowboat, but it's one of those boats powered by the big stick that you used to see, you know, and they kind of shuffle up and down the river. And you float under Ponte Vecchio, next to the Uffizi, under Ponte Santa Trinità, and all these wonderful, wonderful views. And you get to see and experience and enjoy some wonderful sights here in Florence that you otherwise are not able to get. And talk about a great photo opportunity. I took so many photos and so many cool videos that I'm beside myself. In fact, I'm going to be posting all of these great things on howtotouritaly.com very, very soon. The photos themselves, and then, of course, the videos that we put together kind of that show you what the perspective is. But I'm going to keep them short and sweet because I think it's more important for you to get a taste of it. But when you come here to Florence to check it out for yourself, it is great, and you'll be able to enjoy Florence from a whole new perspective. It's very, very cool. And the best part is this wonderful piece of history. It goes back all the way to the Renaissance, even before that, because the people that give you the tour restore boats that are a few hundred years old. There are these wooden boats, and the boats that were used to dredge the bottom of the Arno of the sand. And in that sand, they would then go on and make the stones, or rather the bricks and things that were used to build the foundations in these wonderful palazzo that you see here, not only in Florence, but throughout Tuscany. So you get a wonderful taste of history. They are given in English, and it is just an excellent, excellent, excellent tour. And the view that you get is fantastic. I truly, truly loved it. And you get to really do something unique and very, very different than anyone else that has been to Florence will get an opportunity to do. And there will be links on howtotouritaly.com on the tours link very, very soon. I'm hoping in the next week or so to have those built and up and running. So in the entire, all you have to do is go there, check it out, read about the tour, send me an email with a link that I'll post on howtotouritaly.com on the tours page. And right from there, I will take care of the rest and book the tour for you and everything. It's really, really cool. So the view that you get from there is amazing. Now, the rest of these, I'm very proud to say, are absolutely free. The first one, Piazzale Michelangelo. It's a great walk. It's a very, very good walk. You just head out, you know, to Piazzale Michelangelo. You literally cannot miss it. So if you were to, let's just say you cross Ponte Vecchio from the Duomo side. When you cross Ponte Vecchio, you're going to go left, and you're going to go down the street that runs alongside the Arno for 5 minutes, not even. You're going to keep walking until you get to what is essentially one of the old towers in the wall around Florence. You're going to look up to your right. There's going to be a very cool little pathway that is kind of a graduated walkway up. You can head up the stairs right there. You can't miss it. There's going to be signs that read this way to Piazzale Michelangelo. You go up. When you go all the way up to the top, you're going to be standing in this wonderful piazza that overlooks the whole of Florence. And you get to see the rooftops, the Duomo, all of the wonderful campanile and bell towers throughout the whole fantastic, beautiful city of Florence. It is one of the best photo opportunities that you'll get here of the entire city. It's great. The other view that kind of competes with that is Fiesole, the city of Fiesole itself, the other side of the valley. And that is just as good. It's a different view and perspective. But from walking distance, mind you, from Florence, Piazzale Michelangelo is very, very hard to beat. What's also very cool about that, you get to see some of the homes and these great villas in the city of Florence, kind of on the hill near Piazzale Michelangelo, and they're amazing. Some of the richest, most kind of noble families still have villas there that still live there today in these, you know, 300, 400, 500-year-old palaces. They're amazing. So you get kind of a great bird's eye view into this wonderful, these wonderful palaces. They're, you know, fully complete with vineyards and olive orchards, on one side, and then overlooking the Arno and, Florence on the other. It's truly one of those things that everyone should come, anyone that comes to Florence should experience. It's great during the day. It's very, very cool at night. Now there's lots of little carts and shops and restaurants and things up there that, can, you know, you obviously spend your money at, but you can go up there for absolutely free. There is no entrance fee, and you get a great view. So check it out. Be sure to do it because it's that cool and it's something that, you should check out. It's certainly at least go up there for 10 minutes, take a picture and head back down if you have to. Now the other side, the other, really cool thing to do is, in fact, I've got a video on this, howtotouritaly.com. Go to the videos page, and from the videos to, it's in the Great Views of Florence video. And what it is at the public library. You're going to go into the public library, up to the second floor, sitting in the cafe in the public library. You have an unobstructed view of Brunelleschi's dome from the Duomo. It's amazing, actually. It's absolutely free. The cafe is super cheap. So you go in there, you can get an espresso, you can get a beer, a glass of wine, Prosecco, whatever you want. And you sit there in the air conditioning and watch the world go by. It's great. Students studying. If you're a smoker, they've got a little outdoor piazza up there that you can smoke in if you want to catch up on some reading and have a cigarette or two, you can do that. And the great thing is if you do smoke, you're not going to bother the people that don't because the people that don't are going to be in the cafe in the air conditioning. So it's very, very cool. So it's kind of a win-win situation. I used to be a smoker, so I kind of look at those things and kind of miss smoking sometimes. So it always occurs to me to think about how that might play for the smokers and non-smokers. But anyway, the view is great. It's an air-conditioned little cafe. It's affordable. It's right smack dab in the center of Florence, and it's very near the Duomo. I have directions on the video about how to find it and how to get up to the top or on the second floor. There's an elevator that takes you right up there. It's super cool, super cheap, and something you should absolutely do will make kind of your time here wonderful. Now, the other ones are going to be a little bit more obvious. The view from the top of the Duomo, and the Duomo is amazing, and the view of the Campanile, they're truly fantastic. But those are things, that, you know, you have to pay to go up and do, but totally worth it. The view from there is like a view from a different world. The view at the top of Giotto's Bell Tower and in Brunelleschi's Dome are, whew, it's pretty cool. So something you should check out as well. Now you need your good shoes. You're going to be climbing quite a bit, and it is a bit of a hike. So, be sure if you do that, be ready for a long climb. Bring plenty of water. You're going to need it, and bring plenty of film. Make sure your camera has all the batteries that it needs and plenty of room on the photo card, because the last thing you want to do is get all the way up there and not have room for pictures. It's a real pain. So those are some of the places that I would recommend. And then there's one more, that it's actually at Boboli Garden. And it's the entrance to it is from Boboli Garden, but you have to pay to get in. So I lied when I said the rest of these tips are free. The first one costs money because it's part of a tour that we have available now from howtotouritaly.com. And the last one, you've paid because the entrance to this is through the Boboli Garden, and entrance to the Boboli Garden is a little bit pricey. It's not crazy expensive. I think it's around, 15 euro, but it's truly majestic. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's the home of, you know, the Medici family and things. It's great. So, the name of the garden and the view that you will have access to from the Boboli Gardens, forgive me, is Giardino Bardini. And when you get there from the Boboli Gardens, you can walk right up, and from that hilltop, you can see as good a view as you would from Piazzale Michelangelo, but you're doing it in a very quiet, not overly touristed or overly popular area, but it's absolutely beautiful, attached to the Boboli Garden, and you get a great, great view of Florence, and that's the other thing that you should check out because it's as great a view. So you can pick. You don't have to do both. If you do Piazzale Michelangelo, no need to go to Giardino. If you do Giardino, no need to go to Piazzale Michelangelo, but just know that the first tip and this last tip I just gave you is going to cost you a couple of bucks. Other than that, the rest of them are free and amazing. So hopefully you take advantage of these because it's pretty cool. And with that, I'm going to let you all go and get on with your days. Have a great day. And now I am off to do another interview. I just had a great experience with another tour guide here in Florence, and I'm very excited about the upcoming segment for next week. And with that, keep in mind, I changed my Twitter name from what it was to How to Tour Italy. Very easy, very straightforward. Hopefully everyone's having a wonderful day. And with that, ciao.